The halachas of ribis are considered one of the hardest halachas for three reasons. First, they're one of the hardest sugyas and shas to learn. The halachas of ribis. And to take it to practical, especially in our days, we'll see it's very, very hard. And the third reason, there's not a lot of rabbanim that answer shaylos and ribis. Maybe some that answer, but I'm saying you have to have a lot of siyata dishmaya, not to be nichshel chas v'sholem when we go duch da halachas. So I want really to build up, I know it's a limud bifnei atzme, the whole sugi of ribis, to try to learn the yesoides of the halachas of ribis. We'll try to touch nafkaminas. Slowly, slowly, after we'll have the yesoides, we'll try to be very practical and all different echetimtzes. But I'm saying, I see alamol, the ones that know the yesoides of ribis, so b'meile all of their life they could be nizar in the halachas of ribis. If you don't have the yesoides, you just hear a shir like a piske halachas. So, in every year, in every matzav, everything changes after 2-3 minutes. The metzias is different, and the guy doesn't know what to ask and what to answer. So we'll start. Is a halacha of ribis de reise, and is a halacha of ribis de rabbonim. Ribis de reise, what is called ribis de reise, is derech halvoi. What is the pshat derech halva? If a person gives someone $100, you give me back $120. This is ribis deraisa. If they make up in the beginning, it's ribis ktsutza. If someone did it, he doesn't wake up to tchias amazim. That's the halachas of ribis ktsutza. 100 for 120 derech halva is considered ribis ktsutza. Ribis deraisa. If someone gets inside his bill, if the electric bill, that he has to pay ribis, it says, you know, he didn't pay. And now because he's delayed, he has to pay ribis, arnona, chashmal, and water. This is a different shayla, if it's derais, if it's derabonon, if it's a teirim bichlal to pay it, or not, we'll have to get to it. There didn't start like alvoy, but could be it turns to be alvoy. Could be. Could be now you owe them $100, and now that you're delaying it, it's called halvoi, it's not called halvoi, we'll have to see. Aber ribis derech halvoi, 100 for 120, this is called ribis derech halvoi. Is a ribis derech mekach. What is considered ribis derech mekach? Ribis derech mekach means the normal case of the Gemara, a person buys a house. So the payments are $100,000. The guy says, listen, you want your house, give me the house, give me $100,000. The guy says, listen, $100,000, you know, it's a bit hard. You might not give it in payments. I give it in payments, I want the money. No, instead of giving you $100,000, you'll get $120. Six payments of $20. I'm asking. So it's a ribis. Instead of paying him $100,000 for the house, he's paying him $120, but because he's letting him to delay the money, this is called ribis derech mekach. And bederech klal, this is also, it's an isu derabana. This is called ribis derech mekach. We'll have the same thing, ribis derech mekach, behizole. A person says, I want to buy a house. When the house will be ready, they put in big size, all different projects all over the place. The house will be ready in 3 years. How much the house will cost? $100,000. You know what? Take $16,000. Say that? I said, for sure, if you give me $16,000, now I'm asking to sell you the house. So Be'etzem, here it's a ribis, it's an interesting ribis, yeah? He's Be'etzem paying him for the $60,000 that he's giving him ahead, he's paying him interest. $40,000 comes up to the price of $100,000. That's backward ribis. I owe you $100,000 for the house. I can have a ribis by telling you, let me to delay the payment, you'll get $120. Or let me to make the payment earlier from the time. So you're really getting money early. So that early, I'm giving you ribis. So when you get the house and I give the money, it's better you got 100. Where's the 100? Is the 40 interest on the 60 that I had before, this is the ribis. But this is ribis derech mekach. Because be'etzem, it's not giving money and getting back money. It's I'm buying a house and I'm delaying the payment, or I'm making the payment early. This is ribis derech mekach, is a isur derabbanon. Why it's derabbanon, it's not deraisa, is a lot of read in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim VaAchronim. We will touch it. Maybe later it's negiah to know it. Maybe not. And the Mabit is mashma because it's not so clear that it's ribis. Maybe the house is maybe the price of the house is 120. Maybe the price is 60. You're right. The guy speaks out. Hashem asked ribis when it's black and white. 100, 120. When it's not black and white, it's not a ribis deraisa. So white that the Mabit wants to say a huge kule. And all these nefkiminis will be later when we have to mitzarev. A person says, listen, I'm giving you $100, give you back $100. But you have a store. When I'm going to buy candies, I want a discount. Want a discount? So normal day, a guy has a store, he's looking for to borrow money. The guy says, you want to buy $100? But every time when I come to your store, I want, you know, the candies for 5 cents instead of a dollar. So, avad, it's ribis. It's ribis gmur, yeah? He's paid for the halvoe, he's giving him ribis. Right? So the aloha is stamped, maybe it's kedai to know the aloha. If someone, the marshal, tells you, I need to borrow money. Let me money. He says, listen, I'm asking, but if you sell your house, you have to sell it to me. This you're allowed to. Not cheaper. I want to be buyer number one. For the full price, no cheap. That you're allowed to. There's no ribis. He's promising that you'll be the one that will get it. Shemazaman Rebach, we said from here it's Muchach, you're allowed to be a mensch. He gave you alvoy, you're a mensch. Tereb Shemazaman, Michashleim, said a chidush, Shechas Vishalom to be Sebach, Shemazaman said a chidush, that you're allowed to say thank you if someone gives you alvoy. He said if someone doesn't say thank you, he's an animal, he's not a person.
We can't ask for that curse at all.
I don't know. Who said he can't ask for a curse at all? The person says, please be makir toiv. He's an animal also, yeah? But a person that's not makir toiv is a double animal. How far do you have to be makir toiv? What is the shaykhs? Chasavavah says, you do a favor, don't go over and say, please, I want to call something. Don't stay behind the Lord. Say, what is the shaykhs? I said, someone that's not makir toiv, call a kaifa betavosa shal chaveiro, he kill a kaifa betavosa shal mokim. As I stayed in the Gemara. So Avad Shem Zalman said, you're allowed to say thank you. Varai from this Gemara. Lemaise, all of the poskim hold to say thank you is ribis dvorim. You're not allowed to say thank you. The Gemara says, if someone gives you a halvoah, you're not allowed to bench him. You're not allowed to bench him. It's ribis dvorim. So Shem Zalman and Micha Shlomo wanted to say, you're not allowed to bench him. You're shakayach. You'll be strong. You're not allowed to. But thank you, adank, toda, you're allowed to. Yisherkeach not. Thank you, yes. Some people claim that today when someone says yisherkeach, he means thank you. He doesn't know that yisherkeacha is psagan to broche. So he doesn't mean to mevorech. But as I was Shemazaman for years, I remember I was doing Shemazaman, was the tkufis here that he was told that you're allowed to. Because it's very not comfortable sometimes. You ask someone, get $100, he gives you. Yeah? Most people say thank you a mistake, yeah? Shakech, for sure it's also. Shemazaman was choyza because they showed him in Shechonor Harav state, ve'osur loymar adank. V'osu loy maradank. So Rosh Hashanah said, even that he doesn't understand, but if it's yotzu mipikotshoi, sheshulchan aruch harav, you're not allowed to say adank. So a person has to know that. That the Rosh Hashanah's raya, that you're allowed to say thank you, was from the aloche, that you're allowed to give, to tell him, you sell me the house. I'll be buyer number one. Why? I call us a taif. It's not considered Ribbis Dvarim to say thank you. Lemaisa we pass on this. But either way, what would it be if he tells him, I'm giving you money, but when you sell the house, you'll sell it to me cheaper. So that it's Ribbis, it's also. So if it's Shulchan Aruch, then it's also. The shal if it's Ribbis Dereisa or it's Ribbis Derabbanan. Most of the Rishonim hold, this is Ribbis Dereisa. I'm giving you $100, pay me back $100, but sell me the house cheaper, sell me the candies in your store cheaper. The Mabit says, no, it's Ribbis Derabbanan. Why? Maybe the price is cheaper. The same way buying a house with a different payment is a Ribbis Derabbanan, this is also a Ribbis Derabbanan. The Chavos Da'as says a different nusach. Ribbis Dereisa has to be very clear. When it's not very clear, it's not a deraisa. Not because maybe the price. People see one and two. When it's a mekach, they don't know the prices. Again, the Mabit says, maybe the prices are real. Maybe it's not considered more. He says it's not nikar. Some say different as beir. Abadasi de aloch. So we know it's a ribis deraisa and it's a ribis derabbanan. We will start, I want the main to start with the main halachas, is Ribbis Derabbanan. Ribbis Derech Mekach. And in Ribbis Derech Mekach is Be'etzem two sugyas that you have to know them. You know, Chabafol, Zayin Gesund und Stark, told me Alemo, I remember after I was written the Sefer on Brochus, he told me that every time with Chochem has to know the Hilchis Brochus. Why? Because every Talmud Chochem, if he doesn't know Hilchei Shabbos, it's not so bad. Why? You ask him, what is the halacha? You allowed to do this and this? Chveis nisht. But Hilchei Brochus, if he answers a chveis nisht, you ask him, what brocha you did when you ate it? He can't say chveis nisht. Yeah? So I'm saying the same thing in Ribbis Bezman Hazeh, in our world, a bocher, a young man that doesn't know the base things, is not even a day or 2 days that he will not be nichshol in ribis. And I want Be'etzem to start, to be maimi the dvorim, is ribis the rabbono we speaking, b'derech mekach, is a sugi that is called psike b'shovyoi, and is a psike b'hoizole. And we'll explain these two sugis. Psike b'shovyoi, Chazal came and said, that we are asking on you to go over to your friend. The time of the Gemara was easy, and in a minute we'll bring it to our cases that are Negea Mamish every day. Before credit cards and Dizaka that are bad, some also a part of payments, but this is really the second shlab. Chazal said a person goes over to his friend and he tells him, I want to buy chitim. In the old days, it's old wheat. Now, if it was not like today, you go into the grocery and you buy a bag of flour. You go to the guy, I want to buy a kur of chitim, or I'll say 10 pounds of chitim. Now, the guy doesn't have it on the shelf, right? He has to supply it to you. So the Gemara says, you come over to him and you tell him, listen, how much is today? How much you sell kur chitim? How much you sell 100 pound chitim? He says, I sell a pound a dollar. So he says, you take $100. And I want 100 pounds of chitim. Chazal said, you're not allowed to do it. Why? He's going to supply you the chitim in another month, in another 2 months. Then could be that the chitim will be worth $2 a pound. But he has to give you 100 pounds chitim for $100. So b'meila will be ribis. You're right, you can say, well, I'm sorry, like, Ribbis But this is considered ribis gmura de rabbanan. You're giving him $100 for 100 pound of chitim. Now the price, you fix up a price, a pound for a dollar, and tomorrow he will supply you 100 pounds chitim. And what would be if the price would be more expensive? The price will go up. While the price could go up, even though the price also could go down, that's a kashe. But while the price could go up, so the isu de rabbanon. Avad, if the price didn't go up and he's supplying at the same price, nothing happened, yeah? Or if the price went down and you are losing, it's also no problem. But if the price went up, or because even if the price maybe will go up, it's also midarabona.
That's
on Shar. Oh, now wait. And this aloha, Chazal said, is too coolest. It's too coolest. I want to be mine. When a person goes into a store today and he wants to buy, Avada is allowed to. He goes, he orders, and even if they send it back to him, to the he makes an order, puts it in the box, and they give it. Doesn't make a difference what is the price, high or expensive. How much they charge, he pays, he buys. But we're speaking about when a person is going to buy it, and will get it later. And so today, everything, you call up, you want to order a fridge. In 21 days, it'll be supplied to your house, right? Now, what would be if the price goes up in the meantime? Or the price could go up. So maybe in America, sometimes it's much easier. A lot of times I'm going. But a lot of times, and Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael HaMakbi, that Yidden buy from Yidden, yeah? So b'meile, if you buy from a Yid, if he's a broker, it's not a shayle. This is really the protein of the shayle. But first to know, where is the shayle of ribis? For example, people tell me it's not so negiah. I'll say the first example. You could buy now tickets. Amazon, they have cheap tickets, $500. You could buy a ticket for another 3 months. Yeah, you can't fly with this ticket now. Another 3 months. You call your travel agent, she tells you, buy now, because if you don't buy the ticket now, in the end of the month, you're right, Chas v'Shalom, you're not going to leave a day early, but if you order now a ticket for that day that you're going to leave, I can get it for you very cheap, right? But if you buy it later, it becomes much more expensive. So, again, we'll have to go to the protein there. Maybe it's coolest there. If it's, again, you're buying it now, they're not supplying you the ticket now. You're buying a ticket that is only good for another 3 months. So it means it's not a ticket that is going for now, but, or, for example, you go into a caterer. You want to order, you're doing a chasana in 3 months. You ask the caterer how much it costs. $80 a portion. $80 a portion. In 3 months, if you step into the same caterer, could be we'll tell you $120 a portion. You pay now, this is it. You have your price. Or you buy an apartment. And real estate is every time like that. You buy an apartment, the payment is another, you pay X amount of money, you get a house, but you get the house in another year, and that time, the price of the house is much more expensive. Again, all these three cases we'll see later. So now, the Gemara says, we're speaking about psike b'shavyoi. Now, no discounts in the meantime. You're buying something, you're paying for it, and you'll get it later. It could be the price of this item will become much more expensive. So there's one heter that is called Yeshloi. If the guy already has it, even if he's going to give it to you much later, he's allowed to sell it. Dahainu, if you're buying a fridge from a store, and the store has a fridge, even if the marshal he will give you the fridge only in 2 months, in 3 months, and then the price of the fridge will be much more expensive. But because Yeshloi, because he has it in the supply, is no isur psike b'shovio. Again, we speak about out of this account. You go into the store, how much costs the fridge? $1,000, you take out $1,000, you give it to him, he's going to give you the fridge in 3 months. It's no problem. Not only that, b'yeshlo, he doesn't have to supply to you dafka that fridge that he has in the store. He could give you a different fridge. I'm saying not a different make. A different make, so he doesn't have it. If you're buying a Germany make and he has a Japan make, yeah, so it doesn't help. It's not yeshlo. You didn't buy a Belutsu, the same fridge he has. He's allowed to sell 500, 1000. He's allowed to sell the whole time fridges yeshlo. And there's another heter that is called Yotzo Hashal. Even if he doesn't have, but if it's a fixed price in the market, it's called Yotzo Hashal, then he's allowed to sell it to you, even if he doesn't have it. Again, you ask him how much costs a fridge, he looks up, there's a fixed price ready for the fridge. Val is a fixed price for the fridge, he's allowed to take the $1,000 and give you the fridge in a couple of months. Because Yotzo Hashal. Now, the heter of Yeshloi, and what is based the heter of Yeshloi? The heter of Yeshloi is based, Midrabbonon, we look at it, ki'ilu, he already bought it, even that he doesn't have to give you that one. And even if it gets lost, it's not his loss, it's not your loss, it's his loss. So it's not really mamish akinyan. We look at it, ki'ilu, it's konui, and b'meile, ki'ilu, I bought the fridge, so it's my fridge, and my fridge became much more expensive. But I gained. It's very posh. This is Yeshloi. What is the heter of Yotzo Hashar? The heter of Yotzo Hashar is, the Gemara says two reasons why it's mutter. One reason is because when you give the guy that sells you the money, he could go right away and buy it. Beyotzo Hashar, he could go right away and buy it. This is one reason. Or, you could have bought it somewhere else. Again, the first heter is why? Yeshloi. The second heter is Yotzo Hashar. What is the heter of Yotzo Hashar? You give him the money, he could go and buy a different fridge. And he could hold it in his supply and give it to you in 3 months. And b'meile, he's not losing. And it's ki'ilu already, you got it. Or, the getter of Yeshlo is, you could buy it somewhere else. So you're not gaining. Zog de poiskes maneinu. Chura, why bichlal we're discussing fridges? Every time it's Yotzo Hashar in a fridge. The Teretz is, if you know the lomdus, and again, this is what happened that the day the halachos change. The Lamazong and the price of a fridge, of a new fridge, you look in the catalog, is $1,000. He has the supplier in the store, the Yiddish guy, you know, you're going to buy it, you know, it takes 3 months till I give it to you. And you're scared the prices are going up, especially everyone is speaking about it, so the prices are going up, yeah? So you want to rush to buy? You know, if you pay now, you're secure. If you pay later, the guy tells you, if you want to pay now, this is the prices. So you want him, you go to the store, you buy a fridge. Guy says, it'll take 3 months. Say, Yeshlo, you have? Says, I'm out of stock. Say, but there's a price, I could see Yotzo Hashar. Yeah. So the guy puts down $1,000. Could be his overribis gmur. Why? So Yotzo Hashar, you call the factory, we say, we're very sorry, we ran out of them. We don't have. There's a fixed price. We don't have. So he doesn't have, you can't buy it now. We don't have any more. So even if it's a fixed price, if you can't buy it, later is some shooters that has to be that the Yotzo Hashar has to be that in this place, in the city, can't be even out of the city. I'm alone again without these chumras. It's out of stock. You go online, it's out of stock. Doesn't help Yeshloi. So if Be'etzem, we're speaking now, and that's not what I wanted to speak. We want to speak this today on Ribis Barizola, to get a discount the Ribis. But to get to that, we're speaking about that the person is going to buy. He hears that the prices are going to go up soon. So he runs to the store to buy different items. The guy says, I ran out of them, but if you give me $1,000, you'll be okay. give me $1,000, it's Yotzah Hashah. So we say, okay, Yotzah Hashah. Yotzah Hashah, it's okay. As long as the play scheme, who said that it's okay by Yotzah Hashah? It's only if Yeshloi. Or if Enloi, you could buy it somewhere else. Here you can't buy it somewhere else. This thing is not around. The plant, the factory in a couple of days, it'll be around again. But the vial, in the old days, Yotzah Hashah, this was the shah of the chitim. You just walk to the Gemara says, you walk to your neighbor, you bought the chitim, so it's keilu, it's bought already. Here, you can't buy it, it doesn't exist, there's no more fridges. So, Mechai Gavne, it's not called Yeshloi, does not call Yotzah Hashah, doesn't help Yotzah Hashah. So, Mechai Gavne, it's a Isur de Rabbanon.
Even if they're going to remake the same.
Doesn't make. You can't buy something that doesn't exist. The mile of Yotzah Hashah is, keilu, I bought it. I'm getting from him, I have it. You can't buy it. There's no way to buy it. So again, if you go to a Goyish company, maybe it's not Isuribis. But if you go to a Yiddish company, so the answer, what happens? You gave the guy $1,000. You gave the guy $1,000. He's giving you a fridge in 3 months. It's the new year. The fridge already in the market in that days, the fridge will be much more expensive. So the mele, it's ribis de rabban. This is considered ribis de rabban. Now, sometimes, again, we're holding yet in the ribis b'shovyoi. It's not every time has to be so bad that it's so ribis. I'll use the case of the fridge. I'm saying again, I want to use a couple cases to have them very close, and from that we could start after it, everyone could start. A person would say, okay, so I want to buy a fridge. I heard now shir is ribis. But I'll wait another 3 months, pay $1,000 to $100, I'm not going to lose. What is the etzer? What is the etzer? A lot of the times, when you go into these stores, they're not asking you to pay, especially today in the modern world, they're not asking you to pay $1,000 now. It's not like this is in the old days, yeah? They tell you, if you, for example, sign that you're buying it and you pay 10%, so you get it for the price. You have to pay the item when you get it. But they want 10%. Why they want 10%? Not because they want already 10% that they could start to use it. So the minute and the interest, that the 10% that they could use $100 for a month, oh, for that they're giving you the discount that they're not charging you when the price goes up. They bet and say, if you close the deal with us now, we're giving it for $1,000. How we know you're closing the deal? Tomorrow you'll run away. Pay a first, pay ahead. Pay the whole thing ahead, not mistaber, but pay a payment. So a lot of times, if it's clear that it's not because you gave the money ahead, they're giving you the price of now in 3 months. But if you're a good customer and you will sign that you're buying it, they will also give it to you in the price of now. If you buy now, you get it in 3 months. Like a lot of these stores, they're masking me when you write a credit card for another 3 months. They just want to be sure that they have the client. So then there's no problem with ribis.
Even if
Enloi. If Yotzah Hashah. If Lo Yotzah Hashah, it's no heta. But again, if you're not giving the money now, if you tell a person, sell me something in $500 in another year, and in another year I'll give you $500, and then you give me the chayfetz, it's no ribis. Ribis says, you get my money, and you give me something more expensive later for my money. This is called ribis. So again, when you go in and you pay the whole thing, again, we're speaking the vile and a chayfetz. We have the same thing in the baldira. Yeah, he says, if you pay ahead, you'll get less. Also, they will have to sometimes see if the baldira wants the money of the year ahead. Or it's not because he wants. He knows a lot of bochim run away and don't pay. He's masking for having the money in his hands earlier to pay less. So this is not ribis. I'm saying you can't decide every. But I'm explaining the case of the fridge. This is very mutsu today. Because most of the time, it's not existing. It's Yotzo Hashah, but you can get it today. You can't buy it. The guy can't have it now. So I'm saying, if you pay the whole payment, it's ribis. But if it's not to pay the whole payment, it's only to hold on to the chefetz, this is not called ribis. Now, all of this is psike b'shovyoy. Psike b'shovyoy. And I'm saying, it's negea to caterers, to all these things. You go to close a deal with a caterer, with a supplier, you buy beds, you buy all these things. So you have to alamol check. Other yeshloi, he has it in supply. Other yotzo ashar, and you can get hold of it. If not, you can pay the money now and get it. You get it in a day or two that the prices don't have to change. It's not a problem. But if you're paying now and you'll get it in a month or two, is a shayla of ribis, that is called psike b'shovyoy, is the isur de rabbanon to do it, if you pay the full price, and you get it later, even if the price will go up. Now, what I want to speak about today, the ribis that will start, is called psike b'hizola. Psike b'hizola. What is psike b'hizola? These are the shaylos that I said I want to speak out today. Psike b'hizola we have in a lot of echetimtzes. You go into a store and they sell a fridge. The fridge is going to be ready in a year, in a month, 2 months. What is the price? $2,000. You tell them, okay, I could get it for $1,800. Here, take cash ahead. So, Beitzim, you're paying your money ahead for getting it to get a discount. This is called psike b'izole. It is the isur de rabbanon. It's the isur de rabbanon of psike b'izole. Now, this was a lot of shilas. For example, today they don't have it so much. A lot of people go swimming somewhere. So they buy like a card, you have like 20 punches. So if you go in every time to the swimming pool, you pay $10 to get in. But if you buy a ticket of 10, you get 11 times to go in. They had them the bust cards. Now they have a different mahalach already. Yeah? Until a couple of years ago, you had like a bust card, you had punches. You get 20 punches for the price of 10. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. You know, you go to these stores, buy a copy card. If you pay one card, one copy, half a shekel. You buy a copy card, for 20 shekel, you get 40, 50. You allowed to buy such a card or not? Be'etzem, they're giving you, for paying ahead, they're taking down the price. Is Yidden that don't use it because of that? All these machmirim beribis, they don't use all these cards. A lot of the teirim, and the cards, a lot of the teirim was said. A lot of the teirim was said. Some of the Tehim was said that the reason they give it to you cheap is not because they want your money ahead. They know, like this, you will come to the swimming pool much more. If you go in once or twice or three times, a guy tell them it's very cheap. Huh? Very cheap? So they ask him to sell you. They hope you will not come so much. They hope you will not come so much. They said sometimes you lose the card. On the card, they had another heter that Be'etzim, you could go in, you could come 20 people and go in with a card in one shot. Yeah, for example, you buy a copy card. You could say, okay, now I want to do 500 copies. So it's not proof that the money will be laying by them for a while. But the question is that if it's negeya. So I'm saying again, and the cards for swimming pool and buses and shows and all these kind of cards and markets, all these cards that you know you get for cheap, a lot of options to go in for cheaper. There, the place can say that there's more reasons why they do it. But what is more negeya l'moshel, a membership. Moshe, my family has a membership in the Israeli Zoo, in Yerushalayim Zoo. Why? If you go in, every kid I think costs, I don't remember, but I think costs almost like 30 shekel to go in once. So, if you have a lot of kids, yeah? So, if you have over 10 kids, it's really 300 shekel just to take in the family once, yeah? And if the parents go, at least one of them goes, yeah? So, it could be 400 shekel. If you buy a membership for the whole family for the year, it costs 200, yeah? So, there, for me, it's not even ribis, yeah? I go once, I'll pay more. But I'm talking a person that has a family of two kids. So, there you can't say they could punch it 100 times. You got a membership for the whole year. So because you're paying them 200 shekel, they're masking now that every time when you go in, it's cheaper. It's called ribis ba'izale or not. Everyone has memberships in all different places. Yes, swimming pools. So again, if you have it in Goyish places, not a problem. You have problems if you have it in Jewish places. How to look at a membership. But that, we'll start. This is one of the shailas that is a ribis ba'izale. But more is again ribis ba'izale. It's bad. So you come into a cater. You come in the ticket. They tell you if you pay ahead, you could get it cheaper. If you pay ahead, you get it cheaper. When we spoke before we spoke, I'm buying a ticket. This is the price now. It goes up. In 3 months, it goes up. This was the gap to the first sugya. Yotzo Ashar. If I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. We are speaking now, Ribis Barizolo. As a price, as a fixed price, as Yotzo Ashar, and I'm saying, if you pay me ahead the money, you'll get a discount. This is the sugi of ribis ba'izole that is also. This is ribis ba'izole that it's also. The Gemara says on that, there's only one heter of ribis ba'izole that will be mutar. Im yeshloi. If he has it already, I'm coming to buy a fridge. Be'etzem, especially in our days, no one pays everything right away. Yeah, people pay the payments. No one has $1,000 to pay ahead. Tell the guy, I'll pay you cash. So if you pay cash, you get it cheaper. So if he has it already in the store, you're allowed to. B'yesh lo you're allowed to. Aber im en loy is also. Im en loy is also. You're not allowed to get a discount for paying early. Now, the Ramo says, even b'yesh lo that is mutar is only if he doesn't say lehed yet two prices. But if he tells you, if you pay me regular when I supply it to you, this is the price. If you pay ahead, it's cheaper. What is negi a lot of times is a person, the marshal, orders a wedding. What is a cater? How much it costs? $80 a portion. What do you have to pay? So you have to pay something in the beginning. Yeah. And then, at the end of the evening, you have to give him the money. The guy says, if you pay him now ahead, it'll be $70. So if he says, the price is $80. And if you pay me ahead at 70, it's ribis. There's no way to, there's no heter. If he doesn't say that, we know the prices is 80 in the market. And you go in and you tell him, I want to order. And so if you're smart, you tell him, how much is it if I pay you now ahead? He says 70. So then, im yesh lo, you're allowed to. We have to see what is considered in cater yeshle. He has the food. What is considered yeshle in the cater? But again, if you speak out clear, so first I have the klal. The klal is when it's a fixed price and you go into the store and you tell him how much is it. He says the price is like this. You're saying if I'll pay ahead, how much I'll get it. The price is like this, it's also. It's also. Because Be'etzem, what you are doing is, you're telling him, I don't have to pay you till tomorrow. I'm laying out the money to give you it. And you are giving me ribis for laying out the money. So the Ramos says, even Be'eshloi, if you speak out two prices, it's called ribis. You speak out two prices, it's called ribis. But if you don't speak out two prices, so Be'eshlo you're allowed to. Be'enlo you're not allowed to. Be'enlo you're not allowed to. Now, the poskim want to say, here will maybe we'll have enough community. So it comes out Lemaise, that's a very big problem. The whole market, the whole good business market is, you're smart, you pay ahead, you get a cheaper deal. You get a cheaper deal. It's okay, so you know you can't speak out two prices. I don't want to speak out two prices. I want to get it cheap. I can't get it cheap. Yes, I can't get it cheap. So, in Yeshloi, you could get it cheap. But if Enloi. Or like I was saying, in a lot of the places, it's called Enloi. It's called Enloi, what means Yeshloi? What means Yeshloi? He doesn't have it. And you want to get it cheap. So the poskim want to say, maybe it's a kulah. If Yotzo Ashar, what do you mean Yotzo Ashar? Yotzo Ashar, Alamol, the guy could buy it. When you're buying it cheaper, the guy could never buy it. So the poskim explain like this. Moshe, you go into a store. You want to buy a fridge. What is the price of the fridge? $1,000. You tell the guy, I'll give you 900. I'll take 900 now. I'll get the fridge. The guy says, okay. Again, he can't tell you, Claude, there's two prices. You just go over, you look around, you see the prices. You tell him, I'll give you 900 now, it's okay? Then it's okay. If yes, no, for sure. Wanna be if Enloi? So the police can say, but Yotza Ashar. But Yotza Ashar doesn't help because what he will do with 900, he can buy a fridge of 1,000. But the truth is, This store buys it from the factory. The factory sells it for 800. He will go to take. Why is Maskin to sell it for 900 if it costs 1,000? Because he's planning to buy it for 800 and to sell it to you for 900. So some Achronim want to say that this is also like Yeshloi. And some say no. Yeshloi only helps b'yotzo hashar klape psike b'shovyoi, but not klape oizole. Oizole is called ribis. So let me make a sikum from this chelik, from the first chelik. I don't want to go to lemaisa lemoshul. Every year they have the same shayla in Eretz Yisrael. You get arnuna, you know, if you have a deer, you have to pay like arnuna, a kind of tax. Everybody knows it. So you pay a kind of tax to the government. We'll see in taxes, maybe there's a lot of kulas of ribis. Because who said you have to pay bichlal? Not that you don't have to pay, but it means you don't really owe them money. They decided that you owe them money. So they decide to charge. They decide not to charge. They decide to take ribis. Everything is baloney. Nothing exists. They decide you owe them money, and they decide if you don't pay, you owe double. And they decide if you pay early, you pay less. Where's the ribis? It's not that Be'etzim you really owe them. We have to see. Well, you drive quick with a car. It's not that you owe $1,000. They're punishing you. And if they don't pay, they punish me even starker, yeah? But it's not that you owe 1,000 and you pay for what you owe. You never really owe them 1,000. They decide to punish you. So you see, there's different coolers. But every time the government says, if you pay early, you get a discount. So a lot of times, it sounds like ribis. But there again, a lot of poiskim will be matir. Because a lot of time the government, it's not that the government wants your money early. They just want that people will pay it, they don't have to run after them. If you pay your car bill, you know, yourself, you get 50% discount. Because they don't want you to go to court. If you offer to help them, they ask him to take off. So let me make a sikum da halachas that we know the vile. The halachas is that be'etzem ribis is for sure, we know it's the raiser. Ribis derech mekach is the isur de rabbanon. Chazal assert to buy a chayfetz now to get him later, that in the time that you get him, his price is worth more. And you paid already now. So be'etzem, they're giving you more from what you paid. So we look at it, ki'ilu, you gave them money, and they're paying you back later more. This is the isur de rabbanon that Chazal assert. Aleph, Chazal also assert not only to buy a chayfetz and to get it later when it's more expensive. Chazal assert to go over and to offer to pay ahead for the chayfetz. As be'etzim, you're doing the same thing. Later you're getting a chayfetz that is worth much more. But there's two ways for the isu. One isu, you're paying the full price now, but later it'll be worth more. You're over the isu de rabbanon. And the second isu de rabbanon is, you're paying now less than what it's worth, and you'll get it later. These are the two isuim de rabbanon. Now, in the first isu, we said, if yesh lo yoyotza ashar, you're allowed to. And the second isu, we said, only yesh lo helps. Yotzo Ashar bepashtus doesn't help. Yotzo Ashar bederech klal doesn't help. And then the second heter we said also Yeshloi only helps if you don't fix two prices. But if you fix two prices, Dr. Ramo, it doesn't help the Izole. Doesn't help the Izole. So lefi then, when a person goes into a store, a Yiddish store, to buy, you have to know if heter Hiske helps on all these Zachen. He has to know. If he comes and he buys something that he knows a couple of hours it's coming to his house, but if the guy says, you'll get it in a month, in 2 months, so be'etzim, even if without the price is lower or higher, be'etzim he goes into a shaylev ribis. People buy furniture. I ordered a couch a couple of years ago. They told me it has to come from Italy. It took 4 months. Then it came after a year, I think, but... Yeah. Now, there's no suffix about it that couch, even if it was Yotza Ashar, it was not considered Yeshloi. There was no way to get it. I mean, no one here managed to get it. I mean, even the store, you know, the store had to give me a couch in the meantime, yeah? I felt bad. They told me, no, we have a couple couches, we give them the whole time till they get them. So I didn't have a heter of Yeshloi, and I didn't have a heter of Yotza Ashar. So I bought these couches. The Maisa was over Yisro. Didn't realize. It was expensive couches. Someone wanted me to buy them.
Maybe that's the price.
No.
It always takes 4 months to come. So
no, you're right. But what it be now, when the store orders, normally they order a couple, right?
Right.
So they ordered a couple. If I would go into the store now and buy it, after a year, the chances are very high that the price will be much more.
I usually have them. Just now they didn't have them.
Stop. Not usually. What it be in a year, what would be the price of this item?
If you order in a year, you have to wait another year for it to come. That's mainly what it is.
Again, but when I order in a year, what will be the price then?
The price is going on in a year, because that's when it comes.
It doesn't go like that. The price can stay the same after a year also. It doesn't have to go up. It's not every time, not every day it goes up. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. Tony the matzav in Italy is also not so clothed off. Yeah? So, be'etzem, I was nichshel and ribis. I didn't do a disaccount. I was a poshtigit. I'm trying to explain it to people that don't realize. Poshtigit. Went to buy a couch, supplied in a year. There's no heter of Yotzah Hashah, no heter of Yeshloi. Ribis. Hashem doesn't listen to the tefillahs. All that is. There are a lot of things I realize what happened. I'm just trying to explain. Something. It's not negiah. It's negiah and everything came out. Yisro gomo. Yisro gomo. This is without saying, and I think that, you know, I send the person that helps in the house to take care of it, and I think they paid everything ahead. So I asked him, why paid everything ahead? So we got a discount. So he did two averes. We did ribis boizola. Why ahead? I said, I understand. They have to give a payment. They don't want to order it from Italy for you without having it in their hands. Yeah, but because it was very expensive, it was a story. I'm sharing the whole story. So they wanted to get it. The guy said, you know what? If you're paying everything ahead, I will give 20% off. So they paid everything ahead. So it was Ribis Boizala. So I was able to assume the Rabban without realizing. If we take any case, I'm saying it's one case. You say all the cases in the beginning, it sounds like, and then there's no problem. We'll go case by case with different items. You know, in the fridge, sometimes it doesn't sound so clear. Yeah?
So it's not possible to buy a couch?
What?
It's not possible to buy a couch.
It's couple aces to buy a couch. You don't pay ahead. If you don't pay ahead on the couch, so it's no problem. But they want a little bit because they scare you to run away. That is not called ribis. This, they tie you down. It's not because they want to use your money. Well, I said again, when you need to pay a little bit ahead, because if not, you run away. This is not negiah bichlal to the isul. They're not keeping the price because you paid a little bit. Now, the price will stay the same with the money, without the money. Now, if the case is that be'etzem, lo yitzu, you would have a different way to show that you're not running away. You tie yourself into the store. Yeah, there will also be the same thing that in a year you get it for this price. So it's not the pshat because you paid, you're getting a discount. But I'm saying again, if you pay ahead and then you get more from what you gave, it's ribis. Now, I'll give you one more example, just to make it clear. I'm moving away from this case. Just one more case. Again, everything that we do today, if you don't know how to talk, you're nichshol. In the old days, it was not so motzoi. You can't go into a store. You can't do nothing. Kimat. It's not called Yeshloi. We'll see. A person buys an apartment. It's the most motzi thing. You buy an apartment. So today the legal laws go, you buy an apartment, let me say it costs $1 million, so a house. Now, no one pays $1 million right away. So then you take a mortgage in the bank. Okay, this is different shilas. So the guy says, listen, you start to pay payments. When it comes to the kind of payments, then you get the house. Yeah, you give them 10% in the beginning, then another 20%, another 30%. And then you pay $1 million and the house is yours. You don't have the money, you take a mortgage in the bank. They don't let you to go into the house before you pay the money. Now, so you have 10 payments. So you're right. The first payment is to that. The house doesn't become yours yet. The house belongs to him. It's not yours. Now, some place can hold, it's not called even Yeshloi, because the maaseh, the house doesn't belong to you. So, in a normal case, you pay a little bit of the money, a little bit of the money. Now, when you're holding in the middle of the price, the house already is double the price. What?
People take money from the bank and they pay it fully.
The bank is a different. The ribis in the bank is a different shaila. The guy with the mortgage, because that's maybe a goyim. But you're buying a house from a yid, so you're right. When you pass over the mortgage to the yid, so the house is yours. Normally, with the way it goes, the mortgage takes months till the mortgage goes through in the system. So the minute you have a little bit of money for down payment, the bank doesn't give you the mortgage and the whole thing. Yeah, we're not learning now, but the bank gives you 70%, 60%, 50%, and you have to put some money down. Now you put some money down, the value of the house is not yours, then you get more money, and then the house becomes yours. So the shaila is, in the meantime, this process could take 3 years. He gives you the house in the end. He doesn't back out. The Meister, you paid $1 million for the house, and you're getting a house that is worth double. Like this happens in real estate the whole time. So the shaila is, you're right, a part of the money in the beginning, why is not charging you more? Because you paid already. So in a normal case, there is not called ribis. Why? Because Be'etzim, even if you would not pay him nothing, this is the deal, yeah? That you have to give the house, you have to give the money, you have to give the house. We're it's Negea. You don't want to say the Nafkimina community, you will understand what I'm trying to say. And El Tisol is Negea very much. We'll learn after the different cases. A person buys a house for $1 million. How much is $1 million? $1 is 4 shekel. So it's 4 million shekel. Right? Now, boom, the dollar fell. Sometimes the dollar goes up. So you owe him $1 million for the house. Right? You owe him $1 million for the house. And he will give you the house. Now what happened? You paid him $500,000. So you how much is $500,000? You pay the fee, the shekel that day. Right? So in America you pay dollars, you get dollars. Here you give shekels. So you bet, when you paid him $500,000 today, you didn't pay him to 2 million shekels. Today the dollar is very schwach, 3.7 something, yeah? So you paid him less money. Later, when you finish the deal, you make up another $500,000. So you gave him $1 million for the house, he gives you the house. And that day's already, the dollar came back to himself. He's 4. So he's giving you a house that is worth now $4 million. $1 million, 4 million shekel. Aye, but you didn't give him so much money. He said, yeah, but I gave you then, and then it was included. So I gained. What do you mean you gained? So you paid a cheap payment, and you got an expensive house. This is mamish ribis. This is mamish ribis. Because Be'etzem, you have to give him $1 million to get the house. You did it in pieces. Now, Lemaise, if the money would be here now, and you would give the money now, you would have to give $1 million. You didn't give him $1 million. You gave him dollars that in shekels that were worth much less. Just because he's holding on to the money already, so it's his gain. For him using the money then, so too bad for him. If the money is here now and you're giving him $1 million, so you gave him $1 million for the house. When you gave him $500,000, when the rate was low, so why he can't come back? Because, I mean, he has the money already. So we look at it, Kilo, he got the money, and now he's giving an expensive house.
Made up in dollars, though.
So I'm not going into the details if it's dollars and shekel dollars. It's totally how is the payments. You're right. But I'm trying to explain this one yesod that we have to understand. That Be'etzem, we have to know, is the issur de Rabbanan to pay for getting something more expensive later. And the heter is only yeshloi v'yotzo ashar. If it's not yeshloi v'yotzo ashar, we don't have a heter. Aleph. Beis, if he's masking to give you a discount for giving it early, if it's enloi, there's no way to have it.
How much is
the end line? You go to the stores. I was there the other day. A guy comes in. He wanted to buy a chveis, art school shas. The guy said, how much is it? I said, 2,000 shekel. I said, you can't do it. He says, you know, if you pay me cash now, I can give it cheaper. The guy said, okay, have it now. I'll order it. I'll give it to you in a couple of days. So the guy paid cash. He went to order it then. So, this is Oizola Vanley. Oizola Vanley. He gave him a head. So sometimes the guy says, if you pay cash, I can do it cheaper. You don't have to pay me cash now. It doesn't make a difference when. You could come tomorrow. When it's there, for cash, I give it less. You know, it's without the books. Yeah? You're not mezake and different people to enjoy. So then, it's not because you're giving it the day before. The guy says, for cash, I give it cheaper. Oh, but if the guy says, no, you give me now cash, I, Kielu, will buy it, and I'll give it to you. This is ribis.
You have somebody else.
What?
Can you go to the next store?
No. Who said the guy will give it cheaper for him?
A lot of times they quote a higher price, though, to think you're getting a deal, and then that's why you buy it. The price is really lower, but
really, so not because you're buying, not because you're paying.
You think you're getting a deal?
So yeah, but not because you're giving it the money ahead. He's giving it a deal. So then, stop a guy. But if the guy is saying, "If I'll pay you ahead," not if you're paying in that time, it's not a problem. But I'm saying the before we go to Pratim, to remember Alamol this cloud. Yeshloi v'yotzo hashal. This is in the normal price. And Oizola, you every time have to have Yeshloi. If you don't have Yeshloi, you can't take down the price and get the Chayfetz later. That's the Shem. Next time we'll go in more to the Protein of Mice.